and one over, and beginning to visit with Cookie this Monday afternoon, the 1st of January, 73. Channel 1 over, beginning to visit with Cookie this Monday afternoon, the 1st day of January, 1973. And one over, and beginning to visit with Cookie this Monday afternoon, the 1st of January, 1973. Channel 1 over, I'm beginning to visit with Cookie, just Cookie and me, this Monday afternoon, the 1st of January, 1973.
I've been missing out on everything. I was coming down there a while ago. Al Franklin is up here. And I saw you down there yesterday, but... You all
were
down there had the lights on or something, didn't you?
Yeah, we was down there till 9 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
I was down there from about 9 o'clock yesterday morning until 9 o'clock last night.
Well, that's what it's for.
But what I'm faced with, I've got 3 horses down there. I got that good saddle horse.
Yeah.
I got Rowdy. And I got Tony.
Yeah.
Well, I can't keep all of them.
Uh-oh. Which one to keep?
All right. I've come to this conclusion. Now, Rowdy, I can ride him.
Yeah.
I can load him. He'll load any place.
Yeah.
All right, Apex, that's the saddle horse. You can ride him. You can work him. You can load him any place. You can do anything you want to with that horse. That's as fine a workhorse as I ever saw.
You've had him enough to tell that.
I hooked him yesterday, and I hooked him this morning. And I can't keep him off.
What'd you hook him to?
Wagon.
Yeah. And he behaved.
He behaved himself real good. I hooked him and Rowdy yesterday. I done got caught. And they was a fine pair. And there ain't that much difference in the size of Tony and Apex.
I don't know why it is, Cookie. We can't somehow enlarge the family out here. Well, we could, you see, if you had somebody over here that kind of go along with
you. Hey, I didn't get none of that guy.
That'd go along with you on them horses, you see. Sort of help you take care of them and put a little money in them along where you're going to hold them until something come along.
That's right. But I'm faced with it now. I'm having to buy feed, and I can't keep them all. There's no way. I can't keep them all. And Rowdy and Apex, I worked them yesterday. They quietened right down just as calm as a lamb. And it's the first time they've ever hooked together, see?
Yes.
First time they've ever been close together. And they just walked on off like 2 old workhorses.
Well,
I'll be damned. Well, I hooked Tony and Apex this morning, and Tony never did quieten down.
He needs a little training.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he won't load.
That's the trouble with him, isn't it? That surprised you.
Yeah. He just won't load, and you can't ride him. You just can't ride that horse.
Or you can't.
No. You just can't ride him.
Well, that surprised you, didn't it?
That surprised me, too. So, I've about made up my mind to... sell Tony tomorrow. I've got to raise some money.
Yes.
There's no question about it.
Oh, yes, you can't keep your money tied up.
See, I've got a lot of money tied up in that one big horse.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've got to raise some money. I've got my septic tank to pay for. And I've just got to raise some money. I'm not working. I ain't drawed a payday. Well, I've drawed 2 paydays in the last 9 months.
Yeah. That's where that insurance thing hit you.
Yeah. And now then, I've got that insurance to pay, $226.85 a month. I've got to pay it that septic tank, $600. I've got to raise some money. There's no question about it.
Well, now you can't pay that insurance if you're not working.
Well, I know it. It's long past due, and they haven't said anything to me. But I don't want them to say anything to me. But I'm hoping that the insurance commission will come to some agreement with them within the next 30 days to where I can get that off my mind.
Get some relief from it.
Get some relief from it.
That is, as long as you've got that disability out there.
Yeah. So that's what they're fighting with at the present time. So I think I'll take Tony. I think I'll load him and take him to market. He'll bring within $25 as much money as Apex will.
Yes. For the simple reason that if you had a gold horse, it only brings so much.
That's right. And Apex is 2-1 better for me than Tony is. I can ride him. He's a fabulous riding horse.
Yeah.
Then he's a horse that your friends can come out here and ride with confidence.
Yeah.
And something that you'll be proud for them to ride. Like Debbie, now she thinks the world of that horse.
Yeah.
Rick thinks the world of him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now they can't ride Tony. There's no way. They can't ride him. And he's 8 years old. He's beyond the breaking stage, just about.
Oh, is he? Past that stage. If they don't learn by then, it's a little hard to teach them.
It's hard to teach them. It's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. So what I've about to come to the conclusion, I want to let you in on it too. I'm going to sell Tony. I think I'll sell him tomorrow. And 2 other plugs I got will just about get me off the hook.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if you could move that little Ford Galaxy.
That's right. I'd be well on my way.
Cookie, I don't understand why those things don't move. I simply don't understand it. Of course, you explained it to me. They'll go and borrow money and pay twice as much from the used car people.
That's right. They think because I've got it to sell that it's a pile of junk.
Yeah. Well, they may not think that, but they want to get it for nothing.
Yeah.
That's the way that's what put me out of business out here in the country. I never could get my money. You know, the only person I've seen able to sell, what do they call it? They got a peculiar word for it, at least on the ranch, is Ms. Dodd. Somehow she can get more for them of those scrawny calves, way under more than I can get for good heavy calves.
Well, I'm gonna tell you why, and I bet I'm right. You got some fine looking cows out here.
Yeah.
None better.
Yeah. And look at hers.
She's got scrawny calves.
Yeah.
And your scrawny heifer calves is fabulous calves beside of her scrawny cows.
They don't get to feed.
Yeah, it's the surroundings that they got. You take and turn yours out with your cows, and they do look scrawny. Sure enough.
Oh, really?
Sure enough.
I hadn't thought of that.
But you take them over and turn them out with her cows.
Yeah.
You see? Can you see? Couldn't you see the difference?
Yeah.
That's it. She just got the knack. She got the wool over the customer's eyes.
Well, I'll be damned. And the customer don't realize it.
He's too dumb to realize.
I never thought about that. Well, you know, of those little bulls, she took all my bulls. She bought five of them, and I sent the other two over there. And she she moved five of them pretty fast, and two of them kept on hands. And you, if you remember, there was two little sort of light-colored bulls.
Yeah.
What did we call that color? Kind of a lemon color. It wasn't a cotton color.
Uh-uh.
And I liked it. But you see, no one else did. And they buy for color.
That's right.
As if it mattered what sort of color they had.
Just like that little calf that the kids got up there. They're having a ball with that calf. They take it for a walk just like you would a dog.
Well, now, you know that little calf was just trotting along with her mama?
Yeah.
And go along with the others?
And they take it for a walk after they feed it, you know.
Yes.
Put it back in. They feed it three times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't scoured yet?
No.
Well, that little calf hadn't had a full stomach since she got here Christmas Day.
But it got the first milk of its mama, see?
Yes.
That put a coating on its stomach.
Yes. See, within 24 hours, that little heifer had swelled up to where you could see her udder.
Sure enough.
Yes. Well, that little calf may have been getting more than we figured.
May have been.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's
a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah.
She didn't need that calf on it. I didn't aim for her to keep it. I thought, well, she'd keep it a little while.
Yeah. Well, it's like this. To take it off of her, turn her out, she'll keep right on growing now.
Yeah.
Okay. Whereas if you'd left it on there, you would have kept her pulled down.
Kept her pulled down.
She wouldn't have grown. And she will grow and put on more weight than the calf would have brought you this far.
Oh, yes. It would have stopped her and stopped the calf.
That's right. Neither one of them wouldn't have
neither
done no good.
Them, unless you're going to supplement them.
Yeah.
And even all this feed was given her.
No, it still wouldn't have done it.
Still wouldn't have done it. She just didn't have the milk.
But them kids, I'm telling you, they got 7 o'clock this morning fed that thing. Yeah, 7 o'clock, they feed us every morning.
Yeah.
At noon.
Yeah.
And at night.
And they got a good place for it.
Yeah.
Out there in the shed.
Yeah. And take it for a walk. That's funny.
Yes. Oh, they do like company, those little animals.
Oh, yeah.
Gee whiz.
But you see what I'm faced with on them horses? At the present time,
yeah.
Tony is just too much man for me. I just can't handle him.
Yeah.
And Apex, he don't booger at nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Well, I just can't keep all of them. I've got to turn them into money.
You know, as much money as there is in the world, I don't know why we couldn't find somebody who'd sort of go along with it out here. Just interested in horses, for one thing.
Well,
you take this fella when Rick was out here, you see. Hell, they're rich down there, Cookie. And he never would let on that he had enough money to buy a cigar. And, you see, some of those fellas like that could go in business, but when you find a good animal like that, just be able to hold it until you got a market for it.
Yeah, a decent market. Someone like Miss Hellstrom, she came out there. They love the horse. But they got too many. They got too much junk.
Yeah.
They got junk, see?
That's what they get. And pets.
Yeah. She didn't like it because I told her I wouldn't keep that damn goat in my house in 15 minutes. I'd have his throat cut.
They think I'd goat something. They don't care what you say.
Well, I told them that's right out flat. That whenever a goat come to my place, I gonna leave. Me or him one, we had to go because we couldn't stay there together.
What experience did you have with goats?
I never could keep them anywhere.
Yes.
Back up home, they'd walk up. They would brace your fence post, you know, at the corners. Them sapsuckers would walk up the brace. Yeah, they'd walk up that brace and just leap on over and keep on going.
Yeah.
Couldn't keep them no place. Goodness gracious.
There's nothing they won't chew on.
Nothing, absolutely nothing.
That and they're starting in on my boots. Every time he got close to me, he'd start chewing on my boots.
Start chewing on mine, I'd be lifting him off the ground with my toe and setting him down over yonder someplace and let him come back again.
Well, that's not a common goat. I haven't heard him say what he is. I understood he doesn't get the full size, for one thing. Did you hear?
No. They was talking about it, but that wasn't horse trading, so I didn't bother about listening.
Yeah.
I wasn't interested in the damn goat.
Yeah.
None of them.
Well, now you see... You see what they could do, and and I tried to get them interested in some things outside of having pets like that upstairs. You see, Hellstrom making a lot of money now, because he's a head man.
Yeah.
He is now. When you first saw him, he wasn't, but he is now. He went right square there to the top. He's ahead of everything up there now. Well, now you see, all Larry sees is just these little shenanigans there. Oh, why couldn't he finance it a little bit and let it go in with somebody like you where she could learn something?
Beats me.
Well, it's a lost cause. I don't know any of them, but all they want's pets.
Well, just like... I was telling Frank Sermons last night. I'm going to move these horses on out. I'm just going to keep three. Got to keep Lars' horse. Little man. Got to keep him. And I got all this equipment. I got to keep a pair of work horses. Don't have to, but I'm going to.
Because your work horses are also your pleasure horses.
That's right. That's why I say to keep a saddle horse to work with Rowdy. He's a pleasure horse, he's a work horse, he's an all-around good horse. Mm-hmm. For a Tony, just work. You can't even load the bastard. Mm-hmm. It takes you half a day to load him.
Gee whiz.
And then you're taking a chance on getting hurt.
He's that ornery about it.
Yeah, he'll rear on his hind feet and just lunge. You got to almost choke him down to get him in the trailer.
That'll bust your trailer, as big as he is.
So, no, once you get him in there, it's as quiet as a lamb.
Yeah.
But just getting him in there.
just let him walk in there and then put the sides together like they do them old, you know,
squeeze shoes.
Squeeze shoes.
Yeah. But he didn't want to do it. So Helen wants me to keep the big horse. Frank wants me to keep him. Frank Sherman wants me to keep him. And then I can have Rowdy for the to work with him, or ride. It don't make any difference. You can do anything with Rowdy.
Yeah.
I can bring Rowdy right in his kitchen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And a horse like that is much more appropriate for me in my physical condition than one like Tony. Now, I hooked him up and drove Tony up here to the Y, turned him around and got him back, and Tony was just a-prancing. Just a-prancing. Never did settle down all morning.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I wish you'd have seen him. He never did settle down all morning.
Well, I haven't seen him in the wagon. Anybody would have expected that, would they?
Boy, he's a live wire.
Once he gets in the harness.
In the harness, he's ready to go. And when you're hooking him, he just stands there and prances and fidgets.
Yeah, and you can't speak to him.
You can't talk to him and talk it out of him.
Yeah.
If I was physically able and man enough, I'd jerk him out of there and tear his tail up and put him back over there a few times, and he'd quit that, see. But I'm just not man enough. He'll get away from me.
Yeah.
And he knows it. And once he gets away from me, well, that's just it.
Yeah.
So I think the best thing for me to do is just put him on, just take him and sell him, and get off of this hook that I'm on, and concentrate on this other big horse and Rowdy and...
Settle down
and get me some heifers.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, when I'm pinched a little bit like that, it just sort of makes me nervous all around.
I'm just so nervous. I'm shook up. I don't want to sleep at 3 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
And I was up 6 o'clock.
Well, that's not going to do you any good.
So I'm going to sell that horse and get off of this hook. I'm going to sell that Ford car. I can't keep them all. I've got no use for all of them. Laura's got a car. Frank's got a car. I've got my truck. I don't need the Ford.
Well, that's what you did. Got it for the turn.
That's right.
Yeah. And you paid insurance on it.
I've got to pay insurance on it.
God almighty, that's more than your cigars.
Gosh, yes. Yes, my fella.
If you just let it sit there, you still got to pay.
Still got to keep insurance on. If I've got a tag on it and it's titled in my name, I've got to have insurance on it.
Yeah. But take the tag off.
Yeah, but they still got a record of that tag in Tallahassee. It's like when I sold the Cadillac, I transferred it out of my name right then.
Yeah.
To get that insurance off of my back.
Right in a hurry.
Right in a hurry.
Gee whiz.
And I carry the title of that Ford in my pocket, so if I ever need to... I've got it right there.
Yeah, you won't have any ceremony. You'll just say, here it is.
That's right. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Got it right there in my pocket.
Yes, sir. Now, would you walk up there with them and see that it's transferred?
Yes, sir.
You wouldn't just hand it to them?
No, I ain't gonna hand it to nobody. I'm just gonna, we're gonna go get it transferred right then, because that's money in my pocket.
Well, now just think about it, Cookie. Don't you remember you had that little, when you first came out here, you had that little truck, and it was a nice thing. And you see, whenever you run across a good vehicle like that, it's a shame to have to let it go, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you can use something like that. And you see, I'm not doing enough business now. Just to pay me to do anything, you know, to put in anything. And that's a shameful part of it, you see. If somebody had it out here who was moving it and doing something.
Yeah.
And you'd have a place for a lot of that stuff. Oh, hell, I can't even keep these little old vehicles moving that's out here.
Well, just like I was telling Frank Sermons last night, I'll get out of these horses. Of course, I made some money on them. I've made some money horse trading. But it's too much running on me.
Too much running. Too much.
All right. I'm going to take what money that I get out of what horses I got stocked up. See, I've got another load of horses up in West Virginia I've got to go get.
Oh.
I got $800 worth of horses up there.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah. I've got to go get them, see. Well, I'm going to take that $800, and I'm going to put it in cattle. Just grade cattle. Good stuff, but good grade.
Yeah.
It's registered stuff. It's good stuff, don't get me wrong.
No.
But.
Mixed breeds are best. Mixed.
But you can take a mixed calf and put it on the market with one of yours, and there won't be $4 difference in the price.
And they grow easier. Yeah. I'd be willing just to let this whole, well, you wouldn't want to let your good cows go, but you could crossbreed them, you see, if I put enough salt to it. Some of them heifers, you see, you couldn't replace. They're too good.
That's right. Absolutely.
And some of those cows, they's not hurting them. They're still producing good. If you but that would harden them up. That would give them, make them hardier. That's curious, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Curious thing.
But I can take 4 or 5 heifers. And just watch myself, within 2 years, I've got 10 head.
Yeah. I tell you, with no more work than we got out here, more labor, I don't know. I think I'm getting sort of overstocked. You see, I got 20 producing cows now. They're all bred, 20 of them producing.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good many cows. That's a good, healthy, big cow,
yeah, Cookie. Sure is, yeah.
And then I've got 5 coming in, going to be bred. That'd be 25, you see.
Yeah.
And then I've got this batch of weanlings, and that'll make it up to 30. And 30 good cows is about all this place will carry.
Yeah.
30, unless you, because there's not, you see, there's so much of it, is not much pasture here when you get up to that size. But I tell you, oats don't work for me.
They don't.
Mm-mm. See, these not producing, and last year they didn't produce. Rye is the only thing that has ever worked for me. I've always mixed them.
Yeah.
Well, they say what happens is the cows eat the oats and let the rye grow. I don't care what they eat the whole thing for me.
They clean it down to the dirt.
They take it out of the dirt. And when I put rye in there, I got growth.
Yeah.
And I don't with the oats. And there's been enough fertilizer on that. Yeah, well, that rye and oats we had up there that first season.
Yeah.
That was a thick, you couldn't hardly walk through it.
It grew. It was growthy too, wasn't it?
No, yes, it was growthy. And kept on growing.
It just kept right on coming.
Yes. We had a fence in the middle, remember?
Yeah, I had a fence in the middle. And by golly, long up in the summer, you could see where it grew up there that high and headed out.
Yes. Well, they are. Well, you say these haven't been good growing seasons. They've been excellent growing seasons. I'll grow in warm weather.
Yeah. Well, see, I've got 8 acres up there at my place. I'm going to plant. I'm going to get it cut up. And I'm going to have to plow it. I'm going to plow it with my horses. Mm-hmm. And plant it in millet. And the hair.
Yeah.
I'm going to plant it in millet and the hair.
Well, it's sandy up there, and goes to sand anywhere if you don't have a sod. But if you're going to have horses there, it's going to be hard to keep a sod there. Them horses is hard on it.
Well, I'm not going to keep my horses on all of it where I'm going to plant the hair.
If you could have a horse there and let them go out, say, have a day or two and graze a little bit.
Well.
But just let them run. You won't have any pasture.
I've got about an acre fenced off there.
Yeah.
All right. I keep Laura's horse in that acre and feed him. I've got this 8 acres over here that I ain't got nothing on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to plant it in millet, the whole thing in millet and the hair.
And keep the horses off of it.
I keep the horses off of it only when I want them in there.
Yeah.
Maybe an hour every other day.
That's right.
That's enough for them. Then if they want to eat hay, why, there'll be hay there by them.
Yeah.
And, that's what I'm planning to do. But I've got to have horses. There again, that brings in Tony. I've got to have horses that I can walk up to my trailer and step them up in there and take them on to it, see?
Yeah.
I can't have to fight. I don't want to have to fight for a half day to get one up there.
No, I like that old mower with the wishbone on it.
Yeah.
Every time you put that on, it took a
half a day.
Took all the fight out of you.
Yeah. You didn't feel like mowing after you got it on.
We really fought that battle, didn't we?
Yeah.
They've been piled up with flu, both of them, the whole Christmas, since way before Christmas.
Is that Guthrie's?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's that other flu, you see, that they don't have a remedy for. They got over it once, and then they come down again.
Yeah. But, I've come to that conclusion. I think it'll be a wise decision for my physical condition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't. If you get out there where there's somebody got a tear up jack, you're going to start doing it.
Yeah.
So you got to avoid temptation in a way. Stay out of the way of it.
So?
You see, you see something needs to be done and nobody's doing it, and you'll just step in there and do it.
Yeah, by golly, I put up some things this morning.
Yeah.
Been needing being done for a long time. I've tried to get Frank to do it for a year, and he never did do it.
Yeah.
You know, around right above the pond there, over in that field of mine, that fence that you put around them trees there?
Yeah.
About that high?
Yeah.
And I had wire laying right there for him to put another strand of wire from that corner out there all the way around them trees, see?
Yeah.
Because heck, a horse could step over it.
Sure.
Well, by golly, I got out there this morning and put it up myself. That's why I need about a dozen steeples for. Mm-hmm. Like about a dozen have enough.
Yeah.
And it took him an hour to come up here and get a dozen steeples and get back.
Well, he'd talk to me if he was. Well, that's it. I get these kids out here to work with me, and I'm going to quit it. So much of it is lost motion. They get out here to work, and then they'll start acting like a colt.
Wanting to run and play.
Yes. And I just had enough of that.
Well, I've decided, Guy, that if I go back to work at the university, if they let me go back, I get off from work at 4:30. I can be down here by 5:00. I've got nothing else to do. I dang sure ain't gonna pull no more wrenches.
Moonlighting's what got you.
I come down here and peddle around, maybe go out there and drive a few steeples and a fence and walk around until I gradually get my strength built up where I can go back out there and do something. You can't just go back out there all at once. It's like if you laid in there in the bed for 6 weeks.
Oh, no.
You couldn't get up and walk back out there and do what you're doing today.
Well, you're gonna hardly get up and walk.
Yeah. Well, that's where I'm at.
You're already getting back in it too much.
Well, I got to force myself, or I'll be right back where I'm at, where I was.
Yeah.
I got to force myself to get on out there and do something. So, I'd like to see us get to cutting these pastures down, where young grass could come on up and shift these things around where have these pastures looking a little different. We're just getting them looking good when I broke down.
Yeah. Just sort of getting a start.
Yeah. Well, now we got all that to do over again. But I'll have to go at it a little slower, by golly, than I did the other time.
I'll tell you one thing. You see, I kept that hay going for the children and these youngsters at the campus. You see, the hay I put up with that seed cost about twice as much what I could buy for them.
Yeah.
And I may just keep it lying around and if I want to use it, can, but I don't know, I think I'll just start putting in up, looking around and getting some good hay, 200 or 300 or 400 bales of it. And not worry with that. You see, any way of working, it falls on me. And then, I don't mind the work, but you see, there's too many things that come at one time. And,
I'm not saying the rest much. I'm like you. Heck, Paul, we can go out here and buy hay in the field.
Yeah.
Pick it up in the field for 75 and 80 cents a bale.
Yeah.
There ain't no way we can fertilize it and cut it and bale it for 80 cents a bale.
And that way, we can see the hay we get. if you're cutting your own hay, it may be way over.
Yeah. And these fellows, like Guy Duggar, is in commercially and in for the business. And when Guy Duggar puts out hay and tells you it's good hay, mister, it's right.
Well, I tell you, it'd be worth your time just to see it in the field before you haul it home.
Yeah. And,
if you got see a good field of hay out there, get a couple hundred bales of it.
Yeah.
And that's and haul it yourself, and that would pay you.
Just like I was speaking of mowing, but keep this old excess cut down to where it won't get tough and the cows will eat it.
Yeah.
See what's happening.
Yeah.
It's growing up and getting tough, and the cows ain't going to eat it.
That's right. Well, they won't touch it.
If you keep it cut down, where it'll stay tender, they'll keep eating that grass.
Yeah.
And it does them so much more good.
Much more good. Yeah.
So, that's what I was referring to, keeping it down. And that way it's going to cut down on your consumption of hay.
Mm-hmm. Don't need much.
That's right.
And then if you have 5 or 6 acres of good rye.
That's right. In the fall and then in the spring, plant 5 or 6 acres of millet for a little salad dish on the side.
Oh, they do like that.
Yes, my fella, and it does them a world of good, too.
Yeah. So you think you've got to go back up and get the rest of your horses?
Yeah.
Well, now you see, you're rigged up now to where you can haul a whole lot. That trailer will hold the right smart. And then your truck.
Yeah. Well, see what I'm figuring on doing when I come back this time? See, I ain't got no hay at all. I've got a half a bale at the trailer over here and a half a bale at home. And that's all the hay I got, and I can't find none. I can't buy none.
You mean it's that short?
It's that short. I can't buy none. Guy Duggar's not got none to sell.
No, they just fell out. That's the trouble with them.
I just can't find none. I'm going to have to feed grain. And that gets expensive.
Well, they need a little...
Need a little filler.
Well, you can haul. With that rig you've got, you see, you could haul 50 bales than that, couldn't you?
In that, the trailer, my truck, too, I can haul 100 bales.
Can you?
Yeah.
Well, see, you can put on a good load. You're not going far.
No. I can haul 100 bales.
So if you know when Guy Duggar is cutting, and go out there and look at the stuff when it comes out of the baler.
That's right. Pick it up and put it on your truck.
Yes, sir. Pick it up and put it on your truck. And just be there.
That's right. That's all it takes. Yes. But I'm going to bring back some hay from up the country, if I can find it. Up there.
Damn, that's a long way to haul hay, huh?
It sure is, but I'm coming anyway.
You going to have room?
Yeah, because I'm going to start selling horses when I get to Kentucky line.
Oh.
I mean, when I get back down here, I may not even have a horse.
Oh, you've got all those places you could stop along the way.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that.
Shoot, yeah, I'll sell out before I get back. I won't get back down here with a horse.
Well, you sell a horse and go ahead and stock up with hay.
Fill his place with hay, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When I get back down here, if it's available.
You know it is.
When I see up in there, see, Dad lost about 400 bales. Wet weather.
I'm a damn.
Yeah. Clover and alfalfa. About 400 bales.
Such stuff as we never even smell down here.
That's right. Absolutely.
Ain't it awful?
I bet our horses and cows wouldn't eat it.
No.
Not woody enough for them.
Not woody enough.
Yeah. But that's what I plan to do.
Yeah.
But I got to get some money. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to load up them horses and move them on out.
Going by Valdosta?
Yeah.
And then take off from there?
Take off from Valdosta tomorrow afternoon. But I'm going to load up tonight and go to Valdosta tonight.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Get my horses in early tonight, see?
Yeah.
And get my name at the top of the list. And they'll sell right after 12:30 tomorrow, see.
So you can get off early.
So I can get off, I can leave up there by 2:30. And I can be in by Dad's by Wednesday morning, see.
Yeah.
And I can load up and get my things rounded up and maybe pull out up there midnight Wednesday night. Or early Thursday morning. Be back in here Friday night. You see, there's a sale in Dayton, Tennessee, Friday. There's one in just out of Macon, Georgia, Friday evening. Well, see if I can hit every one of those. That's pretty good horse country.
Yeah.
I can sell out.
There'll be enough horse dealers up there.
Yeah.
Who's the principal? Who is it down here you can depend on besides old Jack Stokes?
He's about it. He is about it.
Yeah. Well, it's just so many that he can handle.
He can just handle so many, just like me.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a field full now. He just can't handle no more horses. Oh, yeah.
Even with a good horse like this, Tony.
Yeah. But see, now Tony's really out of his line, but he will trade for a horse like that.
Yeah.
So he's in these cow horses.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So he kind of has to stay in his own line.
He has to stay in his own line because he's got a bunch of cows he can work. And if a horse don't work to suit him, well, he'll take him out there by a gully and put him in them cows and just work the fool out of him.
Who will do it?
His boy.
He can ride?
Yes, sir, he can ride. Yes, my feller, he can ride.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. He's 14 years old, but now he can ride a horse.
Is that right?
He can't be beat.
14.
And he'll climb on any of them. He says, Mr. Cookie, if they got a back, I'll damn sure ride it. I took one over there, and I want you to know. He said, Mr. Cookie, he said, that's a first class damn fool.
He got some judgment.
Yep. He knows his horses now.
Yeah.
I knew the son of a gun was a fool when I took him over there.
Yeah.
But I thought Audie would work him out in a couple of days, you know, to where he'd bring me some money on up equipment.
Yeah.
But the longer he worked with him, the worse he got.
How has that been?
Last week.
Oh.
And I went over there Saturday. He said, Mr. Cookie, he said, you might as well load that horse and take him on home because I can't do nothing with him. He said, that's one I can't do nothing with.
Well,
I said, what's the matter, Audie? He said, he's just a first class damn fool.
Yeah.
He was 8 years old, the horse was.
Yeah.
And pretty well set in his ways.
Yeah.
I said, well, I turned to Jack. I said, Jack, you got a place for that horse? He said, yes, sir. He said, I got a place for it. I said, well, what will you give me for him? No, he said, I don't want to buy him. He said, I got a place for him. He said, I'll take you and show you, let you in the nigger trade. I said, all right. Well, I took him and traded him to a nigger for an old Marion colt. I'm going to put them on the market tomorrow in Quitman, Georgia.
And the old nigger can handle that?
He thinks he can.
Oh, I see.
He was nice and round and fat.
Yeah.
Looked good.
Yeah.
And you know, if anything, if a nigger has anything, he wants it to look good.
Yeah, when he buys it.
When he buys it, yeah.
Yes.
Well, by golly, he got something that looked good.
He had a Marion colt.
He had a Marion colt that anybody could ride.
Yeah.
Well, she'll bring me a $100 bill in Quitman tomorrow, and the colt will bring me about $40.
Oh.
So that'll put me out on that and see.
Yeah.
And if I can get a couple hundred out of Tony, which I think he will bring.
Yeah.
Well, that'll put me off of the hook.
Does Jack Stokes still have those little rodeos?
No.
He had got so much to do, he bogged down.
He just had so much to do, he just couldn't do everything.
Yeah. And no help.
No help. And I live so far away from him, I can't help him.
Well, ain't that something?
See, it's 50 miles from my place over to his.
Ain't that something? He had two horse fellas, trainers, and they're so far apart.
They can't help one another.
Can't help one another. Well, I don't think that would have happened at one time, Cookie. You could have picked up and got a little diggings over there. You wouldn't have been tied down like you are now. Property is so costly, you can't move. You can't.
It's out of the question.
It's just a big operation just to turn it loose and get some more. You know, that's shameful.
Yeah.
People used to bring the family up in a little old 2x4 house, you see, and they raised a good family. Why, you could have had cracks in the floor, and who give a damn?
That's right, and the two-holder sitting out there across on the hillside, and they didn't have to have all these septic tanks and bathrooms and running
right.
Water and all that kind of junk. And now then they got to have a bathroom and a school bus coming right to the front porch, and they're so damn lazy they won't get up and walk out to catch the school bus. They want you to wheel them out there in a wheelchair, half of them.
Well, I remember all them little old houses.
Yeah.
All the way to Palmersville. And any of them country roads, you know, there's just one right after another. They just have some rough lumber and put them up, and they didn't even use concrete blocks or them concrete pillars. They'd put them on a stump, wouldn't they?
Yeah, flag rock. Yeah.
Flag rock, yes.
No wood stove in the middle of the living room floor, and a wood cook stove with the stovepipe running out the window.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Stovepipe running out the window.
Well.
Now then, you go get them a stove, and they're too damn lazy and sorry to bake a biscuit. They got to get sliced biscuits like that.
Well, now you see, Cookie, all of that don't stop on my account. But you see, all that's happened just in our time.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I was growing up, most of Weakley County, that was my county up there, was like that. You had nice homes in the little towns and a few nice homes through the country. Few.
Very few, though.
Old houses like this.
Yeah.
And this is nicer than it ever was then, you see. At one time, they didn't even paint them.
I know. Well.
Well, Franklin's going with you and help you.
Yeah, I wouldn't go if I couldn't take him with me. I just couldn't handle him.
Yeah, and Harriet, that little too stiff for her right now.
Yeah.
She can help you, but she can't handle a horse yet.
No, she can't handle him. No. Now, she can handle Rowdy. She can do anything she wants to with Rowdy.
Yeah.
And Apex, she can just about do what she wants to with him.
Yeah, nice.
But now, Tony, it takes a man to handle him, and you get him in that harness, buddy.
Yeah.
Tell him we'll shut it.
Well, now, how far along is Harriet, Harriet Ann? Is she... She works with you right smart, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, look here, Kavita. Now, she's the one, because she's right at that stage where she learns fast. The other ones, you see, have got a little more time. But after they get to a certain age, they won't do it.
Yeah.
Well, some of them will, but a lot of them won't.
Well, I try to keep her with me all I can, you know, and teach her what I can about this thing and that thing.
Well, you see, you don't have to tell them twice.
No, one time and she done got it.
Yeah.
She got a, what they call a photographic mind.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And she don't have to ask questions. She can just look, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. That's one of the most annoying things when these youngsters come out here. They're always asking me questions. I never was able to answer questions.
Before I took sick and got all this all nerved up here, guy, that didn't bother me. But anymore, it just annoys the hell out of me.
Yes.
People standing around and
asking
me a bunch
questions.
Of damn foolish questions.
Yes. Well, you see what it is, if they just look, they wouldn't have to ask. A lot of times.
But 99% of them, they'll ask before they ever look.
They don't know how to look.
Well, I better get back over there and get things wound up. I've got to go to Hawthorne and get my little bit of junk up there and
what happened to Helen?
She knows the trailer.
Why, I never thought that happened. Harriet, or one of them came by when she was over here the other day. She went over there and did her mama's dress like this. I know in the world. Then I noticed her face. You could tell her face.
She lost about 70 pounds.
But she got to the point where she didn't have a choice.
Yeah, she weighed over 300.
And she just that food was just, couldn't turn it down.
Couldn't resist it.
Couldn't resist it.
But she done about 235 now.
Well. Once she gets the hang of it, she can go down anywhere she wants to. But I'll tell you, Cookie, you know, I haven't had access to food since I was big enough to where it mattered. But when I was growing up, we never could get full. You know, we could eat in there and just eat till you busted. And jump up and down a little bit and come in and eat some more.
Yeah.
You know how that was.
That's
you
right.
Just wondered where in the world the people put it. But you see, since I was, and then it didn't matter because I was so active. And since then, I haven't had food like that.
Well, I better get back over. And by the time I get rounded up and loaded up, it's going to be late.
Yes.
What time will Faye be in?
Oh, she just left. She just went up to the house to clean up.
Yeah?
Wash up a little bit.
Anybody living in your house?
No.
I don't guess you want anybody living in it.
Well, most of them you see more trouble than they're worth.
Yeah?
That is a trouble, trouble, trouble. You know, that little Suzanne, you wouldn't believe it, Cookie, she was a nice child. But you know, it's one of the biggest reliefs I have ever felt. Let me tell you. Now, there's one thing you don't have to put up with. But you see, when they get like that far along, you never know what they're going to do. They can duck in and duck out and stall. And look at that guy. You know, one of the hardest things on me was that damn cold that of all people, Nick put off on that ignorant fella. They think I miss them. I don't miss them. I'm glad they're in Texas.
You're glad they're gone, huh?
I like them. I like Jim. Suzanne's a charming child. But God, it's a relief. Don't ever give me anything like that again.
You know, speaking of that coat, I don't know what they give for it, but I think they give $200.
They give, that's what I understood, of all things, you see.
All right. $200 for that thing.
$50 has been a good prize.
A big prize. All right. I've got this good horse over here.
Yeah.
And people want to buy him for $235, and damn, I'm going to take it.
I'd just be damned if I would.
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
That's why I say, Tony will bring within $25 or $30 of what Apex will bring, and Apex is far a better horse.
Whatever happened to the old fella over there at Wahlberg that had the walking horses and all?
Oh, he's still existing.
But he don't have any of these horses?
He don't have none to compare with what I've got.
And he's not interested in...
He's got too many. He'd like to sell me some.
Oh, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
He short of hay, too?
He ain't got none. He's feeding grain.
Even the price of grain's high this year.
Yes, sir.
No, sir, I'll tell you, Cookie. I'll tell you, it was... You see, they were never any good to us.
The channel went over around, I don't know, 1,200, and the end of the visit with Cookie this Monday afternoon, the first day of January 1973. Channel went over around 1,200, and the end of the visit with Cookie this Monday afternoon, the 1st of January, 1973.
cold.